In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I appreciate your coming in English church. I am happy to see a lot of people. I know them very well. I am happy to see everybody healthy, successful, happy. Thanks God for everything He has. And I'm so happy. So happy because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, crushed the death by His death. If Jesus Christ didn't rose from the dead, it means that no Christianity at all. Very big PM in the Christianity, the rising up from death. Declared that Jesus Christ, He is the Lord God in flesh. Because no one can wake up from the tomb and be again in life. Jesus Christ crushed by His divinity. So thank St. Paul while he said in 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, God manifested in flesh. And St. John St. John said in the first chapter of John that the Logos became man. The Logos, in the beginning was the Logos, the logic was the word, but Logos, it is more clearer. Now, we are talking that Jesus Christ rose and went to heaven. Is Jesus Christ with us? Yes. He is real with us here on earth, and in the same time He is in heaven. He said to Nicodemus, in John chapter 3, verse 13. لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ صَعَدَ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ إِلَّا الَّذِي نَزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِبْنِ الْإِنسَانِ, the son of man, who are in heaven, and he was talking to Nicodemus. So, Jesus Christ with us. And He invited us to be with Him as He with us. How? Many, many ways to reach the grace of God in you, to fill your hearts with the grace of God. In the beginning, you got the Holy Spirit through the baptism, and you became holy man. As the Bible says to the disciple, Jesus said in Luke chapter 24, He told His disciples, please don't leave Jerusalem until you got the Holy Spirit. And they didn't leave until they got the Holy Spirit at the معرفش الأنصار بالإنجليزي إيه؟ Pentecost, the يوناني مش إنجليزي. The Pentecost. Okay. So we got first of all the Holy Spirit in us. You have, as you feed your body, you feed your spirit. Pray to God. If you have connection with the source of the holiness, you will be holy. Of light, you will be enlightened. If you are contacting with the death, you will die. So we have a source. We have the source of the life through himself. So he is himself, by himself, he over the altar always. If you have faith that this is the body of Jesus Christ and this is the blood of Jesus Christ, it means that you became the vessel of Lord God by his dwelling in you. And in the same time, he became in you to be holy. You will be strong against the world and the desire in the world and the desire in the body. You will be holy against the devils and against the wicked people if you invited the Holy Spirit always to be with you, and he will grow with you. As you growing in flesh, you will grow in spirit. Now he talked about the Samaritan lady. They thought that we are not worthy to see Jesus Christ, who talk about him in the Old Testament, because we are Samaritan. I tell you, anybody, Samaritan, Gentile, Jewish, unbeliever, once you came to Jesus Christ and he comes to you, you became the Son of God. But first of all, as Jesus Christ talked to this lady, and she was sinner, big sinner, she has 5 men, and add to the husband to the man with her. Jesus Christ told her that, but she didn't confess it, she didn't talk, but went to preach about Jesus Christ. Someone told me my sins. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord God in flesh. No one knows what is in my heart, what is in my soul, except me and Lord God. He told me my sins. So I believe that he is the Lord God in flesh. It is very important to believe that Jesus Christ, he is God in flesh. Because if you don't believe that, if you said like another believing outside that he is a prophet, is a good man, Superman, no. He is the Lord God, because Lord God only he can abolish our sins and forgive us our sins by his shedding his blood. Because he carried the punishment of our sins in his body, and by his divinity gave us the eternal life. So we became now the sons of God. Please, I ask you to confess your sins, feeling that you are sorry, and come to ask Lord God to dwell in you, have a communion in pure heart, in pure mind toward everybody. Don't do anything wrong against Jesus Christ. But, sorry, if we are did something wrong, it is easy to pray to God, to confess, and in this, before the taking the communion, take the absolution from the priest, as the Bible says in John chapter 20, verses 21 and 22. Who confessed his sin, remit or absolute him. So, before taking the communion, take the absolution from the priest to make your heart clean, to invite Jesus Christ in your heart. Thank you for your hearing.